Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Welcome back. Áine Kerr here, sitting in for Claire. Now, a new study from the Road Safety Authority has revealed that 4 in 10 drivers under the age of 35 are checking apps while driving. The finding was made in the RSA Driver Attitude and Behaviour Study 2023. Motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, Geraldine Herbert, joins me now to tell us more. Checking apps while driving, Geraldine, that's physically picking up the phone, be it on your lap or in the seat beside people, flicking through it. There's no hands-free for that if we're checking apps, and that's leading to what has been called driver distraction. It's a very real issue now.
It is indeed, Áine, and I think it's probably worse than what the survey has captured, because what they're talking about are drivers under the age of 35. Now, there's many drivers over the age of 35 who are as wedded to their phones as young people are. So I think this is a serious issue. And I mean, there has been research that has shown that drivers who text, so this is basically the same as using an app because you're interacting with your phone, you're taking your eyes off the road, are twice as likely to crash as those who've been drinking. Now, we're all aware of the risks of drink driving, but do many people understand that actually using your phone is as bad, if not worse?
And the stats presumably are those where people are just self-reporting. So as you say, it's probably much, much higher. And what the research is showing is that driver distraction could play a role in 20 to 30% of all road collisions now in the country. And mobile phones are the number one distraction to drivers. Like, given that more and more cars have very advanced technology, it's very advanced, but it's very distracting. Have we now actually just normalise, though, phone use in the car, that's almost expected because of the technology that we use the phone in the car, rather than put on airplane mode in the same way we would in other scenarios in life?
Yeah, I think definitely that's becoming a really big issue. And I think people think, oh, once I don't have, you know, I'm not holding the phone in my hand, then actually I'm fine. But there's a lot of research that has been done, particularly on the likes of Android Auto and Apple CarPlay. And basically what these do is they kind of mirror what's on your phone actually onto a touchscreen. So you can interact almost with your phone through your touchscreen. Now, they have been shown to be nearly as distracting as actually holding a phone. And, you know, because you're taking your eyes off the road for long stretches of time, they have shown that drivers don't react as quickly on the road, they don't maintain a consistent speed, they fail to maintain their lane position. So it's got to the stage now that the Euro NCAP, and this is the consumer vehicle safety rating, they have said from January 2026 they will not be giving a full 5-star rating, which is the top rating you can get, on you, unless car makers actually put in physical switches and buttons. So we're actually now, you know, moving away from touchscreens and actually going to physical buttons where people can at least use them without taking their eyes off the road. So that's kind of how bad an issue it's become at this stage.
Do you think we have to see an awful lot more maybe voice automation in cars as well? Like, if people are, you know, writing text messages by hand, is it also just converting that behaviour away, and that we all maybe just get used to using voice, that that's one way maybe to start minimising some of the distraction here? Or do you think it's still the same thing? We're distracted, we're not focused on what we need to be in our environment.
It's still an issue, Áine, because voice control is becoming more and more common. But research, again, in in-vehicle technology features shows that both voice-based and touch-based technology results in drivers being distracted. And I suppose the thing we forget is when we first start to learn to drive, it's a really complex task. And, it, you know, distraction, I suppose, comes in many forms. And when you're learning to drive, you realise you've so much to do. And then it becomes so easy. You forget just how complex a task it is. But we do need to be concentrating at all times on it. Just because we're not aware of the number of things we're actually carrying out, the number of processes, it is something that requires our full attention.
And it's our own behaviours, but also ad campaigns. And we've seen the ad campaign, "It won't kill you to put it away," and that being the mobile phone. What are we learning as well when it comes to other driving behaviours, Geraldine, this morning from the RSA, when it comes to alcohol and drugs?
Yeah, I mean, drug use is becoming a serious issue, and this is what James Lawless is saying. But I mean, if you go back to the Professor Dennis Cusack gave a statement to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Transport and Communications. Now, he's the director of the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, and he's a coroner. And he was saying at this time, this was September last year, that drug driving is now on a par with drink driving. And what's really worrying, Áine, is the large majority of drivers with alcohol intoxication were very drunk when they were stopped. So these aren't people who are just one drink over the limit. These are people who are very drunk, and the predominant cohort is men under the age of 45 years. Similarly, when it comes to drug driving, these were people who were multiples over the limit that's specified in the Road Traffic Act. And again, it's the same cohort. It's those men under the age of 45 years. So anyone who thinks that drink driving is something for the older driver, it certainly isn't. And it's, you know, the fact that people are that much in excess of the limit is really worrying.
We obviously have very sophisticated ways now to detect drug, alcohol usage in someone's system. Are you starting to see any interesting technological innovations that might help detect phone usage in cars, that maybe this is going to be something implemented into speed cameras, speed vans for use by Gardaí in the future?
Yeah, I mean, there are speed cameras that can detect both seatbelt usage and mobile phone usage. And they were being trialled in the UK last summer, and they are used in Australia and they're used in other parts of the world. So it is possible to do this. And I mean, unfortunately, it always comes back to enforcement. We should have a sense of personal responsibility. We shouldn't do these things. But it does come back to that risk of getting caught. And the more of these kind of checkpoints we have around the place, and the more of these cameras that can detect these kind of multiple violations, the better, because, you know, that's what's needed.
We're coming into an August bank holiday weekend, and so the RSA are launching a fresh road safety campaign. What's their messaging? What are they appealing for ahead of the long bank holiday weekend?
Again, I suppose it's back to these same things. It's, you know, like slowing down, putting away your phone, and not drinking and driving, you know, all of these things, just the same simple message. Unfortunately, the thing about it is, Anya, we think these things have changed, but they haven't. You know, it's still the same core behaviours that are causing the issues on the road. It's excess speeding, distracted driving, fatigue, all of these things. And we all have a responsibility to, you know, to be aware when we're behind the wheel and just slow down.
Text messages into the show. One, I regularly look directly at the driver of oncoming cars. It's absolutely horrific how many of them are looking downwards, obviously at their phone. This happens in all driving situations, be it city, rural or motorway driving. Another texter asks about statistics available for phone use being involved in accidents. And we know that the driver distraction, as the RSA are calling it, is playing a role in what, 20-30% of all road collisions in the country. Is that something, Geraldine, you've anecdotally heard more of? Is it something you're seeing yourself there, as our texter describes it, just faces looking downward, not looking out on roadside?
Yeah, I think you really see it if you're sitting at the traffic lights and just have a look around. I mean, like, even though there is all this advanced technology in cars, and we've said like it isn't the solution, but it's better than actually holding your phone, you will see people constantly checking their phones. So it's really hard to believe then that as soon as the car starts moving, they don't do this. But I think what really needs to be reinforced with people is just how quick something can happen on the road. And if you consider, if you're a car is moving at 50 kilometres an hour, which isn't particularly fast, you're travelling around 4 car lengths a second. So if you take your eyes off the road for 2 or 3 seconds, that's a lot. You know, that's quite a distance you're going to travel, and anything can happen at that time. So I think people really need to be aware of the dangers of it.
Do you think we're getting the blend right in terms of creating that sense of, you know, deterring people because they fear the presence of Gardaí, that we're seeing and teaching enough about behaviours and what is considered normal and appropriate, but then doing enough in terms of marketing and advertising campaigns?
Yeah, look, I think it's a combination of things. There isn't one solution when it comes to trying to change behaviours. You know, I mean, the old thing of engineering, enforcement and education are still key. I think, you know, if we look at the Scandinavian model, they're very much about engineering risk out of roads. We really need to look at that, just making roads safer, assuming that people will make mistakes, they do behind the wheel, but when they do, minimising the impact of those mistakes. Again, education, awareness campaigns to tell people, look, these are the risks. If you decide to use your phone behind the wheel, this is the kind of thing that can happen. And then enforcement, unfortunately, we know if you look at the average speed cameras where they're used, compliance is at like 97-98%. So where there's a real risk of getting caught, drivers modify their behaviour. So it's a combination of things, Anya. It's not just one thing.
Okay, there we leave it. Thank you for that, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, Geraldine Herbert. We'll be back after these.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.